Hey guys, what is up? What's up? What's up? What's up? Oh my gosh, I miss you guys so much. I know I took a week off, but welcome back to Freedom Riders. Woo! Yes, so I'm super excited to be back to you guys and back on my channel. A week seems like so long when I'm coming every Friday, so a week seems like such a long time. It feels like I've been out of the loop, out of the game. So I'm super excited to be back on this wonderful Friday morning, here with you guys. And just a little to let y'all know, last week I had a speaking engagement with my church, and we had a phenomenal youth and young adult conference, and that was super fun. Excuse my voice, y'all, like my sinuses and all that is going on, but anyways, we had a conference last week, so I decided to, you know, get myself mentally prepared and really take my time and enjoy God and being in the Word and fellowshipping with others. So I took that week off, but I'm super, 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 super excited to be back to y'all today. You guys have got to let me know what has been going on in your world. I know last time we were in here, I did Freedom in the Darkness, and I got really great responses from that show. So I wanted to do another one, part two to it, because I definitely think it's a place that a lot of people go through and don't really have the advice they would like, or the help, or, you know, just kind of the how to navigate through those patches of life where everything's not always sunshine and roses, excuse me. And I think we all need help, you know, kind of navigating through those parts because they happen. And as much as I think the happiest person, or the person who, you know, always has that positive attitude, still has that patch of life to where, you know, things are just uneasy, uncertain, and unstable. So I'm just kind of jumping back in with that. I kind of want to do this show a little bit different in the sense of I want to talk about the amount of work it takes to come out of there and what to do. So I can tell you this month, the beginning of this month, it's April, woo-woo. This year is moving by so fast, by the way. But beginning of this month, I took it upon myself to do this challenge, which is no arguing and no complaining. I didn't put a date on it because when you put a date on something, it's like what we say in fitness, like, oh, you know, I want to lose 10 pounds and then I'll be good. And the thing about that is when you put a deadline on them or an amount of time, you know, I started this challenge because I wanted to do it. I felt like it would really help me in my personal growth, and I'm all about personal growth. And so I wanted to do this challenge, but I didn't want to put a time limit on it because it's not something that I want to start back doing after I break the habit, right? So we've talked about breaking habits on on this podcast, and just when you're trying to break those habits, you have to create a new one. And so, especially with this no arguing and no complaining, I was like, well, if I put a limit on it, it's like once I reach, if I put a time limit on it, excuse me, it's like once I reach there, like, then what? I'm going to go back to what I was doing. So I didn't want to do that. So I didn't say, you know, no arguing and no complaining for a month, because after the month, I don't want to start back. I don't want to pick this habit back up. So it is just, period, a challenge, which it is, that I'm deciding to do, that I do want to invite you guys to do, because there's a couple things that happen, let me tell you, in this realm of being self-aware and owning up to who you are and some of the mistakes that you've made. And that's one thing, you know, that I talked about last time in my episode about Freedom from the Darkness is, you know, you got to own up to what has happened. You have to accept, you have to take your part. If you created or did something to create that atmosphere, you have to own it. You got to take ownership. And that's one thing that we really have a problem with, I think, as just people as a whole, is taking ownership and responsibility for the parts that we contribute to the situation. Because when we're inside of a dark place, when we're dealing with something depressed or something that has hurt us, you know, we automatically try to find something else to attach the hurt to. Who created that problem? What created that problem? And sometimes it's us. So when I started taking this challenge, you know, that the most difficult thing is, one thing that I learned, let me say, is you will quickly see if you argue and complain a lot. Because since you can't do that, it's like, okay, then what are your conversations about? And it's not that that's all I do or all I did. And it's not that I'm a negative person. But I didn't realize how easily and unconsciously we complain. You know, I would go to, especially the first day, I would go to say something and I would stop myself and ask myself, is that a complaint? Am I complaining? Or is it, you know, I had to sit with myself and say, what's the difference between venting and sharing something that is not so favorable and complaining? That was a task in itself, guys, because I'm like, I would stop myself. Like, I can't talk about that. I can't say it because it sounds like complaining. Like, am I complaining about this specific thing that's not going my way? And what I came to find out is, You can flip it, you can change it, you can try to mask it. Truth of the matter is, it comes out as complaining. You are uneasy about something in your life, and so you're talking about it because you want it to change. But it definitely comes out as a complaint, you know, and you have to ask yourself, like, am I complaining? And I've been, like, really, like pushing people, even on my social media, like, you got to start this challenge because it's such an eye opener. And then it forces you to be positive. It forces you to stay in a happy place. It forces you to figure out how to process those emotions and not spew them out, but figure out ways how to process them, whether it's dealing with it, whether it's understanding it's not even that serious, it's not that deep. Excuse me, whatever it is. That is what happens when you take this challenge. Like, it really forces you to dig deep inside of yourself and in your mind and figure out, okay, how do I deal with this? And complaining, let me tell you the definition of complaining: the expression of dissatisfaction or annoyance about something. So, like I said, when I got ready to talk and wanted to talk about something, I'm like, is this complaining? And I think we unconsciously complain and don't even notice. So I had to stop myself. This is why I'm telling y'all, this is, like, really good. This will help you get through your dark spaces. If it's something in the realm of relational or something like that, this can really help you because it will take you outside of the situation and really make you deal with yourself. Here's the thing about finding yourself in tough or difficult spots. And what I've learned is, to get out of those spots, you have to do a lot of accepting and not settling, because that's two different things, right? I accept that this relationship didn't go well and this person didn't treat me the way I want to be treated. I've come to terms with that. I'm not settling for it. I'm not going to stay here. I'm not going to continue to allow it, but I need to accept what has happened to get me to that dark place. Does that make sense, guys? Like, it takes a level of maturity. I will be the first to tell you, but it is about coming to terms with whatever happened, not settling for what happened, but coming to terms with it and making a mental note within yourself and within your heart that this has happened. You can't go back and erase it. You can't go back and change it. You can't take it away. That's the one thing, is that whatever got you in that space, you can't erase what happened. You can change from where you are and keep going. Excuse me, guys. But you can't take it away. You can't erase the past, okay? And that's anything that has happened now within the last 5 minutes. It's now become the past. Like, it's constant. The past is constantly being created, but so is the future. Jeez, that's really good. So the past is constantly being created, but so is the future. You cannot live in the past. And being in those dark spaces, what I realized is when I got in any type of depression, any type of low point in my life, in those moments, I was always rehearsing things that I couldn't change. I was rehearsing things that had already happened. I was rehearsing things that hurt me, that already had hurt. The person can't take it back. The person can't not re-hurt me. It had already happened. And you got to be very aware of that, is that dark spaces and depression and in those, you know, little spouts of life where you're down, they come because you're rehearsing the past.
Yep.
And meanwhile, while you're rehearsing the past, you're constantly creating the future of perpetuated darkness, hurt, and pain. Think about that. When you're in those places, when you're in those dark spaces, when you're in those struggle places mentally and emotionally, you are 99% rehearsing something that has already happened. Okay. And while you're rehearsing the past, your future is constantly being created every second. Every second that goes by, every second that is to come is the future. Every second that is to come is the future. Every second that has passed is the past. And if you're constantly rehearsing the past, then you are constantly missing out in your future. You're constantly letting your future pass you by from looking in the past, from rehearsing the past. And listen, a lot of stuff is easier said than done. No complaining, no arguing challenge is hard within itself. Even the arguing part, you find out who you argue with. You find out who, what your annoying points are, and do you have a short temper? Do you have a short fuse? Do you need to practice patience? Most of it is you need to practice patience, because if you can get yourself to a place where you deal with the emotion, you feel that you want to talk it out, or you want to argue, or you want to bring it up, or you want to whatever it is, you have to stop and deal with and process that emotion, not act before you speak, and practice patience. So these are things that even in dark spaces that could really help you. Like, you know, really taking the time before you express something, you know, before you even think about these things that you're rehashing in your mind that's keeping you in a space of perpetuated pain and hurt. Taking the time to just breathe, excuse me, and clear your mind and take the power back and control your thoughts and control your days and control your emotions. It takes real patience, y'all. It takes real maturity. It takes really like stopping yourself, sitting yourself down and saying, no, I'm going to decide to think a different way. I'm going to decide to feel a different way. I'm going to decide to react a different way. I'm going to decide to focus on my future and not my past. And that's where you consciously have to stop yourself. I mean, like physically, literally stop yourself and say, no, not going there. And as I stated before, I understand easier said than done. I'm practicing it on a daily basis. And the reason why I'm practicing it is because I genuinely want to be a better person. Now, I do think there's some people out here who are not really pushing towards really being a better person, but I genuinely, and I feel like anybody who listens to my channel, they genuinely want to be better people, want to figure out how do I navigate through these things. These are real life. These are things that most people don't want to talk about, but they happen. So how do I navigate through them? And I really and want to be a better person. I literally, that's what I was going to say, want to be a better person. I do want to figure out how to better communicate and how to better, you know, control my emotions and how to just let things go, how to just move on, you know? Just yesterday, somebody was telling me, like, just let it go. And what you'll find, that simple statement is one of the hardest things for us to do as a people. It's just let it go. It happened. You can't change it. You're ruining your future, right? Because your future is constantly being created while the past is constantly being created. And you're just tainting your future. You're not living in your moments. You're not enjoying what's happening, what's to come, what's in the present, because you just won't let it go. And it's hard, because I can say, being a person who has endured some pain from others, right? I've been the one who's been on the receiving end of the pain, is what I'm trying to say. And when you're on the receiving end, basically, like, you didn't really do anything wrong. What happened to you was wrong. What happened to you was devastating. And you have every right to feel the way you feel, right? When somebody tells you to just let it go, and I can tell you from experience, it feels like they are diminishing your feelings and how you feel and what happened to you. But here's the truth, and here's a hard pill that I'm swallowing right now today with y'all, okay, is that, why do you want to hold on to it anyway? Why do you want to use something that caused you any type of pain or discomfort to justify anything that you do and the way you live your life? Because the truth of the matter is, holding on to it is just basically saying, I want to keep this wound open. I want to continue to be in this dark place, because I'm going to continue to rehash it. I'm going to keep it open. I'm not letting it go, because if I let it go, in our minds, we think it means that it didn't happen, or it wasn't wrong, or I'm letting you off the hook. All these things that go through your mind for reasons as to why we don't just move on and let things go. But, you know, if I could bring in my Lord Jesus Christ and the Word of God, and it says, forgive. Like, that's our number one thing. Excuse me. Sorry, guys. Excuse me. That's our number one thing that we have to do, is forgive. We have to learn to forgive. We have to learn to forgive and move on. And to forgive is literally letting go. Is letting go and saying, you know what? This happened. Yes, it happened. And I'm going to release it, you know? And the definition, let me give you guys the definition. The definition of forgive is stop feeling angry or resentful toward someone for an offense, flaw, or mistake. Stop feeling angry or resentful towards someone for an offense, a flaw, or mistake. So it's literally stop your emotions from snowballing and rolling down this hill and getting you in that place of darkness and of hurt. It's saying, I'm going to stop doing that. It's saying that I'm going to stop this ball. And I'm going to choose to forgive and let it go. And it's no different in business, right? You get into hard, dark spaces. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for not meeting your quote-unquote expectation, because we all have this bar that some of it is unrealistic in the amount of time frame that we want to do it. Or if it is realistic and you drop the ball and you don't hit the mark, if it is something that you could have done and you didn't, forgive yourself. Because while we're stuck in these places, in these holding tanks, while we're stuck, our future is constantly being created. And we are tainting it. So like I said, even in business, or if you lose your job or something that puts you in any type of funk or dark space and you feel like, what am I supposed to do? Where do I go? I feel so lost, you know. God's not hearing me. I'm praying. I'm not hearing anything. How do I do this? How do I make it through? And it's forgiving and letting go. Letting go of your expectations, letting go of what has happened, letting go of even, you know, your hope and not letting go of your hope, but letting go of that expectation is what I'm trying to say. You know, like, sometimes you just gotta go with it. You got to take it day by day. But the first thing when you get in those moments is, am I forgiving myself? And am I forgiving the person in which helped get me here? Am I letting it go? Because yes, we're going to hit those spaces. We're going to hit those low spots, right? Excuse me. Everybody does. We're going to hit those spaces. But when you get in those spaces, ask yourself, am I letting it go or am I rehashing it? Am I allowing the wound to close and heal, or am I sticking something in this wound to keep it going because I want to feel justified for being here? You don't need the emotion, the emotional roller coaster, to feel justified in feeling how you feel when something's done to you that is unfavorable. You don't need your emotional justification. It has already happened. It has been acknowledged that it's wrong, or it's been acknowledged that you made a mistake, or it's been acknowledged that, you know, you feel some type of way for whatever piece of situation that you're in. You don't need to rehash and hold on to, because it's already been justified. And you do that. I mean, you don't look for anybody else to justify your reasons as to why you feel. You know, we all process things differently. We all are different. We all view things differently. So something that may bother me may not bother the next person. So I don't need to look for the next person for validation, because maybe that just doesn't bother them. Maybe that's just not their thing. Maybe that's just not who they are. So you don't need to look for validation, not through your emotions or through people. But what you have to do, and what is your responsibility to do, is to move on, to pick up the pieces and keep going, to forgive yourself, to forgive that person, to forgive that mistake, that flaw, whatever it is, pick up and keep going. Here's the truth. Every dark place has light. You just have to find it. You know, it's so interesting, because in my dark spaces, you know, at some point in time, God was the only light, but he was always there. And that's why I say, in dark places, there's light always there. He was always there. I just had to find him. I just had to turn on the switch. I just had to seek out the light. You know, there's always light inside of that darkness. And really, the darkness is a shadow. It's a shadow of light. It's something that really is not even there, but we put ourselves there, and mentally, you know, we get there, and I understand it because I've had to deal with it. So, you know, my advice and my takeaway that I want you guys to get from today is that, yes, we get in hard spots, but we can't stay there. Yes, we deal with things that are unfavorable. We deal with things that put us in bad spots mentally and emotionally, but we can't stay there. And the quicker we learn to recover, the quicker we get back to our future and get out of our past. Because I can't get the minutes that I, these 23 minutes I just spent, I can't get them back. So for me to sit all day and be like, oh my God, in the podcast, like I paused, or oh my God, did I say this? Did I say that? I can't get this 23 minutes back. What I can do is say, next time I want to do this, because I know I did pause for a little bit. So what do I want to do to get back on quickly? Okay, boom, I'm going to write out a solution or come up with a solution. That's what I can do. That's a healthy way to look at a situation, assess what you did wrong, and then put a plan into action. But sitting around all day complaining about if this was good and this happened and that happened and da 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 da, and if this would have never happened and this happened, sitting around all day doing that, you can't get that moment that it happened back, and you sure enough can't get the minutes you're wasting rehashing it back. And I am talking to myself as much as I'm talking to y'all. Understand, this is not just for you. This is for me too. You can't go get it back. So the 24 minutes now that I've spent doing my podcast, I can't go get them back. So no reason of sitting around dissecting, analyzing, and re-rehearsing everything that has happened and what I could have did better and what did it. There's no reason. That starts the perpetuated state of going into darkness. If you didn't know, when you start to rehash or relive, that starts that cycle. So then when you're in it, you got to ask yourself, how'd you get in it? And how do I start forgiving? And what are the steps? And truth of the matter is, this is a physical, like you live, you have to physically put in work to get out of these situations. You have to mentally put in work to get out of these situations. You have to discipline yourself. You have to discipline your emotions. You have to discipline your mind to break out of these habits, right? But the something you do long enough eventually turns into a habit. So have you been going the wrong way? Have we been going the wrong way and how to deal with things that happen to us that aren't favorable? Yes. And it's become a pattern because most of us can assess what we do and how we get to those points. And most of us know when we're there because it's become a pattern, a habit, something we do. So we know when we're there. We know when we're getting there because we habitually do the same things over and over to get us there. And whether it's the preparation before there or in there, we know we have a habit of getting there and we do the same things usually when we get there, or we usually do the same things that got us there. So it's habitual. So you have to break those habits by adding new habits, by stopping yourself in the middle of a conversation and saying, no, I'm not going to go there. No, I'm not going to argue. No, I'm not going to complain. By stopping yourself mentally when your mind's just going and you're at work and things are happening and stopping yourself and saying, no, we're going to redirect our thoughts. We're going to think about something else. What else do I want to think about? What is going on? Okay, this is going on. Well, let me focus my thoughts there. Even if it's minute or small, it's the practice and the habit of taking your thoughts and saying, no, we're going this way. So I don't care, you know, what it is that you think about in conjunction to whatever's going on in your mind that is causing you to feel dark or in dark spaces or depressed or, you know, unhappy. Stop yourself. Because whatever you're going to think about is going to rehash, right? And irritate that wound. Stop yourself. I want to heal this wound. So I'm going to go think about something else. And eventually, your mind will automatically divert when it gets to those negative spaces, when it gets to those parts where it wants to do something that's usually done because you're creating a new habit. So it's a lot. It's a lot, you guys, getting out of those spots. It's so much information, so many different tips and tricks and things that I feel like you have to do, some of them like redirecting your thoughts and just things that have worked for me. But one thing I do want to say is I truly, 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 truly admonish you guys to try the no argument, no complaining challenge. And it's basically it. Like, you're not going to argue, you won't complain. And just watch, you know, I'm on day 5 and just watch how things play out. Watch how you really realize some things about yourself. It's a hard pill to swallow when you realize you've been complaining too much. Hard pill to swallow when you realize, oh my God, do I just argue and think it's a conversation? Like, have I been doing it so long that I honestly thought I was having a conversation and really in reality I wasn't, I was arguing? Or, oh my gosh, do I sit around all day and most of my conversations are about complaining about something as small or as big as it may be? Oh man, you know, I was at work today and this girl really got on my nerves. She get on my nerves. You know what she did? She did da 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 da. And to you, that's a conversation. But me, all I hear is complaining. You're complaining about the girl at work who gets on your nerves. That's it. Oh, I had this business deal go through, but my business partner, he really, you know, he didn't do this, this, and that right. And I'm just saying, you know, maybe we need to rethink it, but he just didn't do it right. And I'm a little bit frustrated. And because of that, that's complaining. You're complaining about your business partner, and you're complaining about the way he does things instead of coming up with solutions and getting over it fast and fixing it. So that is my advice for today. I totally appreciate y'all listening to me. I'm so happy to be back. Definitely, definitely, definitely leave me some feedback, some love, some comments, and tell me what you want to hear next. What do you want to talk about? Where do you want to go? What do you want to share and you want me to share and talk about? And if you have any suggestions about who you would like to hear on my channel, I'm all open for all of that. What's for sure is that I will be back next Friday for our Freedom Friday. And I want y'all to have an amazing Friday today. Don't let nothing bring you down. Practice these good tips. Come out of that dark space. Stop rehearsing what happened. And let's just move on. I know it's easy, but for real, I'm going to try it myself today too. Moving on. You guys already know you can catch me on Facebook, Instagram. You can hit me up on Snapchat. It's Ariana Hamilton, and I am Ari on Instagram. You can also send me an email to freedomwriters@gmail.com. Send me your comments, questions, everything. I love you guys. You guys have a super fantastic Freedom Friday. Go ahead, tag it, share it, let somebody else hear this, guys. The way you help the world is by sharing good information. And let help healing somebody else. So share this. Make sure you subscribe. Send me your love, your comments. Go ahead and rate it, all that good stuff. And I will see y'all next Freedom Friday. Woo-hoo! Have a good one, guys.